We're talking about subscription boxes here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Subscription services allow shoppers to automatically and regularly receive samples or full-size products for a fee, and it seems that shoppers have latched on big time to these curation services. Last year's count, there were close to 7,000 subscription box companies in the world. How many do you currently subscribe to? Why have you decided to go that route to get certain products that you need or want? And do you currently have a monthly box subscription to perhaps Wisconsin products? We're at 800-642-1234. Anna Riley is a reviewer at My Subscription Addiction. That's a website reviewing monthly subscription boxes. Anna, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. Thanks so much for having me.
For people who are new to this trend, can you explain how subscription boxes work?
Yeah, sure. So first I'll say that the subscription box world is very vast, so there are a lot of different nuances here, but the basic idea is that you would sign up for something that would arrive to your door every month, every season, so something on a regular basis. But exactly what that is or how you receive it and what service is provided can change just because there are so many different categories. So you could get something like clothing delivered that's been personally styled for you, or you can get ingredients to make meals at home so you don't have to go to the grocery store. Even now there's a new trend towards rental subscriptions where you can sign up and be a member of a program that lets you they rent anything from designer clothing pieces to really nice pillows for your bedroom month to month, depending on your needs. So it's basically the regularly occurring part is the most consistent piece. And from there, it's really kind of the sky's the limit, it seems.
When did this trend start? When did you start seeing this really to explode in popularity?
So we got started as a website around maybe like 2015 is when things sort of picked up. I remember personally when like Birchbox started, I started having friends who were subscribing to different subscription boxes. Julep was another one that was a nail polish subscription that I remember that I really liked. And at first it felt even I was a little skeptical, like, oh, is this just sort of a gimmick to, you know, you buy new things every month? But ever since then, it's really grown and evolved and to the point where there are, you know, thousands of different boxes now and for many different sort of niche interests. And the way that programs are structured also, I think, is starting to, rather than just being an item that you can get, sort of like if you think about a magazine subscription where you get something every single month, again, sort of morphing into these service-minded companies that really have the customer in mind. So now that there are, you know, options to pause things with a lot of subscriptions. So if you do have too many products each month, you can pause something and skip that month, or you can personalize what you're getting so that it really fits your needs. So it's been going for several years now, but it's kind of evolving.
Well, you threw out a couple names there. Julep, you said, for nails. What does Birchbox offer?
So Birchbox is a makeup sample subscription, I should say, sort of a beauty sample subscription. So they have every month, it's amazing, it's only $10. I think one thing that people think about subscription boxes is they have to be, you know, expensive, like $30 or $40. But these are only $10 a month, and they send you top name beauty products. There's hair care, there's skin care, there are cosmetics. And it's all, you can get it tailored towards your needs. So whether that's sort of like my style of makeup or the sort of way my skin is and what my needs are, you can sort of pick and choose what you get for that way. And it, even though they are sample sizes, it's a really cool way to discover new products without having to, you know, wander around the mall and have that sort of like overwhelmed feeling of seeing just how many choices are out there.
Yeah, and perhaps a little Christmas at your doorstep. You don't know what's inside the box.
Oh my gosh, yes. So, I mean, I can't discount the fact that it just feels really good to get a package. It feels really good to get mail, especially this day and age with like so many emails and everything's online. It's awesome to, some of the boxes you'll know what you're getting ahead of time, but other boxes you can just get a complete surprise, and that's part of the fun.
We're talking with Anna Riley. She's a reviewer at My Subscription Addiction. That's a website created to review monthly subscription boxes. We want to know about what you are ordering. Are you a subscription box household? How many do you currently subscribe to and why? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Anna, according to a study done by McKinsey, that's a management consulting firm, it says subscription e-commerce market has grown by more than 100% over the past 5 years. So why have we seen this trend really take off and almost build up like an industry?
So I think it's interesting to me. Like you, a lot of people, whenever I say, you know, I'm into subscription boxes, this is what I do for a job, they say, well, can't you just buy things online? Can't you just, you know, go shopping for something in a store or at the mall rather than getting something every month? And I think it's a couple things. The first is, as we just mentioned, like the surprise is just really fun. It's fun to get actual tangible things in the mail. The other piece is that I think sometimes for me personally, I get overwhelmed by the amount of choice that's out there. For instance, like skincare right now is like this big trend in beauty, but there's so many ingredients and there are so many different brands, and it's hard to really know where to start with some of these things. And a subscription box is almost like, it's as if a good friend has taken your interest in mind and packaged up the things that they think are really best that you really should try and sends it to your door. And that can be the same across a bunch of different categories, whether it's food or snacks or, you know, books. It's really a way to discover new things and shop in a way that's convenient and time-saving, but still really effective and fun.
Let's go to Mike now, joining us from La Crosse. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My wife and I have been subscribing to the HelloFresh meals for about the last 3 months, and we got hooked because our niece sent us the three free ones to kind of get us going. But we really enjoyed making food together and making food that we typically wouldn't make, like couscous and polenta and just unique things like that. And we also have enjoyed that anticipation of waiting for the gift, quote unquote gift, to show up to kind of surprise us with new and interesting things. So we've enjoyed it, and it's a little more expensive than maybe what you'd spend in the grocery store, but not much. And once again, that time together and sharing and having some fun cooking has been beneficial.
Mike, do you think you're going to keep this subscription going?
We already have, actually. So we've said real positive things about it. And once again, we don't do it every night of the week or even every week. And the pausing feature is really nice if we're both traveling or doing things. So that makes it convenient. And I think we'll keep doing it.
Well, Mike, thanks for the call. Anna, it sounds like they're kind of awakening their taste buds, and there's some convenience here.
Oh, yeah. I am a big fan of meal kit subscription boxes. I've tried a whole bunch of them, and they literally taught me how to roast vegetables. That sounds really silly, but I am so much more confident in roasting vegetables for myself now and, like, making simple meals because I had that sort of cooking lesson from these subscription boxes.
What are some of the demographic trends you see here? Are both men and women going for these boxes?
Well, I can say there are boxes for both men and women. I think that women currently are more of that customer base. And I can say specifically that on our site, I know most of our traffic is from women. But there are, again, like some really great men's boxes. We see, especially around the holidays, a lot of I think women shopping the men's boxes as treats for men. I know a lot of men who are, you know, if you're sort of scared of shopping or it's just not even on your radar, but you're, you know, looking for a new set of clothes or you need to refresh your wardrobe for work or something, there are a couple of different subscription boxes like or services like Stitch Fix or Menlo Club that will just take your measurements, take your sizing, get a little information about your case, and then send you a box of clothing or accessories or whatever you're looking for, so that you don't have to stay, you know, shopping all day or waste a weekend doing that, but you can still look sharp. And same thing with like grooming goods. There are a lot of different razor clubs and things. But I'd say the majority of the people, at least on our site, who are shopping are women. And there are so many amazing boxes for women and like all different needs that they might have.
And you have reviewed about 30,000 subscription boxes, your website, perhaps not you personally. But do certain categories like lifestyle or fitness or even beauty have a lot to do with the consumer's decision to choose a certain subscription? You know, what really makes someone, you know, tend to be, gravitate toward a certain type of subscription?
Sure. I mean, I think part of it is just basic, like whatever you're interested in. A lot of the time I recommend to people to really think about whatever like problem you want to solve, and like who you really are and what you're looking for. So because that's what these boxes are trying to do. So for instance, for me, like I'm someone who, ironically, for working in the subscription box world, like I don't like having a lot of stuff. You know, I like to find the one or two products that I really, really like and have those around. So for me, like I've really liked services like Fabletics is one that I really love for fitness apparel. I recently joined my city's roller derby team, so I need a lot of really good leggings that will hold on to my body and hold up wash after wash. And so Fabletics works for me in that way. And that's one where I can really like, it's sort of a membership program where I can shop when I want. Skip when I don't want to or I don't need anything, and I know that the quality is there, but I know that I'm also getting a product that for a lot less than I might spend if I was to go into a sporting goods store or something.
Talking subscription boxes on The Morning Show with Anna Riley as our guide. She's a reviewer at the website at My Subscription Addiction. What is it about these boxes that excite you? Do you enjoy knowing what's coming in the mail each month? Call in at 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. Maybe you're watching your mailbox today for one. We're talking subscription boxes here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Netflix, meal kits, beauty products, yoga supplies, dog treats. There are thousands of these curated subscription services. Your experiences are welcome at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite boxes that you subscribe to? How do these products better your everyday life? Talking with Anna Riley. She's our guide. She's a reviewer at My Subscription Addiction. That's a website reviewing monthly subscription boxes. Let's go back to the phones now with Valerie joining us from Mauston. Valerie, hi. Oh, Valerie, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Oh, we're having
a... Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So my husband and I love BarkBox, a subscription for our dogs. We get a monthly subscription that includes treats and toys, and we live in a smaller town, so we don't have access to all the shopping options that are available in bigger towns. So it's really nice to get something in the mail that we would have had to travel to get otherwise.
Do you find that you go through and use everything that comes in the box?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. 100% each time we get a box, it's usually gone within a week.
And how long have you been a subscriber?
Over a year with BarkBox.
So your animals, too, probably. Your dogs are anticipating that arrival.
Yes. They love it. The one dog knows when it comes every single time. He stares at it sitting on the counter until we open it for him.
I love it. Have you branched out to any other types of subscription services?
We've tried HelloFresh. We got three meals for free from a friend. And I really did like the meals. It was nice to try something new. One of the other callers mentioned things like couscous and polenta, things that you normally wouldn't try. But I did find that the meal kits were a little more expensive than I was willing to pay. But other than that, they were delicious, and I loved having the food delivered to my front door.
Valerie, thanks so much for the call. Anna, what do you hear there?
Yeah, I think that that's true. Like, there are a bunch of different subscription boxes at different price points and levels. Again, it's sort of like figuring out what works best for you and your budget and your lifestyle too. I know for me, like, it may not be an every week thing to do something like HelloFresh, but maybe every other week works for me. You just have to, and because of the way the service works, it's easy to kind of like nudge your schedule around and decide when you want to have a box and be charged or not. I know one of the reasons I like meal kits in particular is because I'm already probably spending more than I need to getting takeout and things like that around town. So for someone who's trying to get into the kitchen, get out of the takeout line or the hot food bar, that's when I think it's really definitely helpful.
Let's go to David now, joining us from Oshkosh with a question. Hi, David.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And I honestly don't know if you'll know the answer to this question. It's more a logistical end. So I have an idea that I've been wanting to make reality of something like these, a kind of Taste of Wisconsin subscription box, but like as a starter and then move it further along down the line. But how does somebody go about like gathering all these different products from all these different places and putting them into like the same box? You know, these are coming from lots of different vendors, and I mean, do they have one giant warehouse where they hold this?
Hmm. How do you be a startup in this sector, Anna?
Well, I'll admit that I am less familiar with this and how sort of the mysterious back end world of how all of this works. But I do know that there are a bunch of different networks and websites. There's one called Crate Joy that's a bit of a, like sort of like a marketplace for subscription boxes. There are a lot of different kind of like smaller subscription boxes that run via that platform. There are some others as well where I think to get started, I'm not quite sure how to begin, but I know that that is sort of the secret, right, is finding all of these great sources for things to put into one box. But I can say that I would 100% subscribe to a Taste of Wisconsin box because I have family there, and I love everything Wisconsin.
All right, David.
Find me a way to get cheese curds here, and I'll do it.
David, you have to have the big reveal here. What would you put in your box?
Well, you had mentioned cheese right away. That's got to go in there. But there's great sausage makers, wine makers, maple syrups, honeys, olive oils, all sorts of different things, really. But non-perishable things. That's my biggest problem with HelloFresh is the perishable end of stuff and those types of things. Tomatoes. I need to touch that stuff to get it.
Yeah, that can get really tricky in transport, and that's a whole new level of supply chain management that I don't know if David wants to tackle or many others who want to start one of these things. So, you know, we hear about the Marie Kondo lifestyle. It's gained popularity, which explains the benefits of decluttering your life, getting rid of all the unnecessary items. Is this mindset pushing back on this industry at all?
So I think that, again, there are some boxes that will be for the people who love shopping, love collecting things. There are boxes for that crowd. There are also services for, like I said, like I'm not really a stuff person, but I still find the value in a lot of different boxes. So maybe that includes a lot of these new rental programs. For instance, like a lot of people have heard of Rent the Runway, and that's a service where you can, if it's maybe over a weekend or if it's for a whole month, depending on your needs, you can rent sort of higher end, nicer clothing that ranges from nice jeans to office attire to wedding dresses and everything in between for a set monthly price. So that would let you, and there are some other companies that have just started that too. American Eagle actually is one that just started a renting or a rental service where you can hop in there, have that same feeling of shopping for something new. Everything comes to you like new and looks fantastic. But then when you're done with it, you just, you know, fold it up, put it in a box and return it to the company and pick something else. which means that those things aren't sitting in your closet, but you still get that feeling of shopping for something new and having something new and trendy and cool. Even if you only wear it once, that's totally fine.
Let's bring in Jessica now from Milwaukee. Jessica, hi.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on subscription boxes?
So I've done a couple different ones, HelloFresh, Fitbox, and I was wondering if there's potentially going to be a trend of making these boxes less wasteful because there's so much extra packaging. That was one of the first things I noticed. I was like, seriously, we have a bag for this, this, and this? And I get, like, why it's cool, everything's portioned out. But do you think there's going to be a trend to make these boxes a little bit less package-heavy and a little bit more sustainable?
Great question, Jessica. Where do you see that happening, Anna?
Yeah, this is important to me, too. I have seen more, especially with the food boxes, they're trying to, over time, I've seen them kind of, like, slim down all of the different packaging that's in their boxes. A lot of it is recyclable, and there's you'll see on certain boxes or websites, they'll tend to have statements on, like, here's how to take care of the materials in your box and how to throw them away responsibly. On a smaller scale, I think that there are more and more boxes that I'm seeing with more sustainable packaging. So maybe just a beauty box with, like, a simple cardboard box. There's a really awesome subscription service called Boxwalla. They have a couple different subscriptions. One is, I think, food. There's one for books. There's one for beauty. And they actually deliver their items in this really pretty box that's made, I believe, from recycled cotton. And it's handmade. It's, made from or by it's handmade by hand from people, artisans in India, I think. And ethically. So all of those concerns, I think, are starting to circulate more throughout the industry. And so my fingers are really crossed, too, because I know that is one thing that holds a lot of people back, is just what to do with all that packaging.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, for sure. This was wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Anna Riley is a reviewer at My Subscription Addiction. That's a website created to review monthly subscription boxes. Just ahead, William Proxmire was Wisconsin's longest-serving senator. We look at his new biography. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.